Chapter 20. To Francis S. Osgood, thou wouldst be loved? Then let thy heart from its present pathway part not. Being everything which now thou art, be nothing which thou art not. So with the world thy gentle ways, thy grace, thy more than beauty, shall be an endless theme of praise, and love a simple duty. 1845. Eldorado. Gaily bedight, a gallant knight, in sunshine and in shadow, had journeyed long, singing a song, in search of Eldorado. But he grew old this night so bold, and o'er his heart a shadow fell, as he found no spot of ground that looked like Eldorado. And, as his strength failed him at length, he met a pilgrim shadow, shadow, apostrophe, said he, where can it be this land of Eldorado? Apostrophe, apostrophe, over the mountains of the moon, down the valley of the shadow, ride, boldly ride, apostrophe, the shade replied, if you seek for Eldorado. Apostrophe, apostrophe, 1849. Eleli, I dwelt alone in a world of moan, and my soul was a stagnant tide, till the fair and gentle Eleli became my blushing bride, till the yellow-haired young Eleli became my smiling bride. Ah, less bright the stars of the night than the eyes of the radiant girl, and never a flake that the vapor can make with the moon tints of purple and pearl can vie with the modest Eulalie's most unregarded curl, can compare with the bright-eyed Eulalie's most humble and careless curl. Now doubt, now pain come never again, for her soul gives me sigh for sigh, and all day long shines, bright and strong, a star within the sky, while ever to her dear Eulalie upturns her matron eye, while ever to her young Eulalie upturns her violet eye. 1845. A dream within a dream, take this kiss upon the brow. And, in parting from you now, thus much let me avow, you are not wrong, who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night, or in a day, in a vision, or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem, is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand, how few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, while I weep. O God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? O God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream? 1849. To Marie Louise Shu, of all who hail thy presence as the morning, of all to whom thine absence is the night, the blotting utterly from out high heaven, the sacred sun of all who, weeping, bless thee hourly for hope, for life, ah! Above all, for the resurrection of deep buried faith and truth in virtue in humanity, of all who, on despair's unhallowed bed lying down to die, have suddenly arisen at thy soft murmured words, let there be light. At the soft murmured words, that were fulfilled in the seraphic glancing of thine eyes, of all who owe thee most, whose gratitude nearest resembles worship, O, remember the truest, the most fervently devoted, and think that these weak lines are written by him who, as he pens them, thrills to think his spirit is communing with an angel's. 1847. To Marie Louise Shu, not long ago, the writer of these lines, in the mad pride of intellectuality, maintained the power of words denied that ever a thought arose within the human brain beyond the utterance of the human tongue. And now, as if in mockery of that boast, two words, two foreign soft dissyllables, Italian tones, made only to be murmured by angels dreaming in the moonlit dew that hangs like chains of pearl on Hermon Hill, have stirred from out the abysses of his heart, unthought-like thoughts, that are the souls of thought, richer, far wider, far diviner visions than even the Seraph Harper, Israfel, who has the sweetest voice of all God's creatures, could hope to utter. And I, my spells are broken. The pen falls powerless from my shivering hand. with thy dear name as text, though bidden by thee, I cannot write, I cannot speak or think, alas, I cannot feel, for it is not feeling, this standing motionless upon the golden threshold of the wide open gate of dreams, gazing, entranced, adown the gorgeous vista, and thrilling as I see, upon the right, upon the left, and all the way along, amid empurpled vapors, far away to where the prospect terminates the only. 1848. --- end of text --- --- the city in the sea. Lo! Death has reared himself a throne in a strange city lying alone far down within the dim west, where the good and the bad and the worst and the best have gone to their eternal rest. Their shrines and palaces and towers, time-eaten towers that tremble not, resemble nothing that is ours. Around, by lifting winds forgot, resignedly beneath the sky the melancholy waters lie. No rays from the holy heaven come down on the long nighttime of that town, but light from out the lurid sea streams up the turrets silently, gleams up the pinnacles far, and free up domes, up spires, up kingly halls, up fanes, up Babylon-like walls, up shadowy long-forgotten bowers of sculptured ivy and stone flowers, up many and many a marvelous shrine whose wreathed friezes intertwine the viol, the violet, and the vine. Resignedly beneath the sky the melancholy waters lie. So blend the turrets and shadows there that all seem pendulous in air, while from a proud tower in the town death looks gigantically down. There open fanes and gaping graves yawn level with the luminous waves, but not the riches there that lie in each idol's diamond eye, not the gaily jeweled dead tempt the waters from their bed. For no ripples curl, alas! Along that wilderness of glass no swellings tell that winds may be upon some far-off happier sea, no heavings hint that winds have been on seas less hideously serene. But lo, a stir is in the air. The wave there is a movement there, as if the towers had thrown aside, and slightly sinking, the dull tide, as if their tops had feebly given a void within the filmy heaven. The waves have now a redder glow, the hours are breathing faint and low, and when, amid no earthly moans, down, down that town shall settle hence, hell, rising from a thousand thrones, shall do it reverence. 1845. End of text --- the sleeper. At midnight in the month of June, I stand beneath the mystic moon. An opiate vapor, dewy, dim, exhales from outer golden rim, and, softly dripping, drop by drop, upon the quiet mountaintop, steals drowsily and musically into the enivral valley. The rosemary nods upon the grave, the lily lolls upon the wave, wrapping the fog about its breast, the ruin molders into rest, looking like Lethe. See, the lake a conscious slumber seems to take, and would not, for the world, awake. All beauty sleeps. And lo, where lies her easement open to the skies, Irene, with her destinies. Oh, lady bright, can it be right this window open to the night? The wanton airs, from the treetop, laughingly through the lattice drop the bodiless airs, a wizard rout, flit through thy chamber in and out, and wave the curtain canopy so fitfully, so fearfully above the closed and fringed lid neath which thy slumbering soul lies hid, that o'er the floor, and down the wall, like ghosts the shadows rise and fall. Oh, lady dear, hast thou no fear? Why and what art thou dreaming here? Sure thou art come pair far-off seas, a wonder to these garden trees. Strange is thy pallor, strange thy dress, strange, above all, thy length of tress, and this all-solemn silentness. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.